Rock out.
Rock out, yes. Indeed.
Let's do it. Yeah.
The sheng is an ancient instrument, about 3,000 plus years old, but it was modernized at the start of the 20th century by your dad, right?
Yes, actually.
How has the sound changed from a traditional instrument to the one that you're playing now?
Actually, when I grew up, the Central Asia, the culture, environment, not really, you know, we lose a lot the old spirit. I think, oh, this is a super quiet and pure sound. After I play this instrument 38 years, I just start to learn. I just get rid of old. Sometimes, you know, I just feel a little bit sad because I have a rock band. I am a leader singer, band, you know, leader singer. So when I say the rock guitar, well, the sound is huge and powerful, make people moving. So come back to my sheng, it's so weak. Even like a drum or violin, the same acoustic, but they can have a really emotion, vibrato, and a slide, you know, make it sound so touch, romantic. But sheng also like a stable, you know, like a, this is the sheng sound like. I can play two and three together. So some, you know, like kind of same like organ, but with a vibrato, you know, little.
A little bit like a harmonica.
Yeah. But the harmonic have any sound, every note you can bend. But this sound, you only can bend in a really high note. This describe about like a bird, the sound from bird. But in a low note, I cannot. Not really can really bend like harmonic. So, but I try to play for my rock band. So one other time I do something, but now I to the, you know, have another, you know, what I got, the culture I love to share. So one thing I can play really rock part, and the other side I can play really quiet, you know, like just sound like a wind or, you know, river flow.
You have, as you've been mentioning, the rock band experience. You play a classical instrument. You play in the Silk Road Ensemble, which is a multicultural ensemble. That has given you a perspective that's rather rare.
Yeah. This is the question for my whole life. What is the music is? What is the tradition is? But for me, now they have a name, the crossover music.
Crossover.
Crossover. So I mean the crossover is not really meaningful, which mean is, but not just only mean is not only classical, not only tradition, not only folk, not only fusion or, you know, jazz or blues. I perform because I learn from music. Every time in my, you know, on stage, even in our Silk Road with my friend. And I learn from different traditions.
You're going to be performing a duo for sheng, cello, and orchestra. What does this piece mean to you?
The piece is from my really close friend named Carl Zhao Lin, the composer. And we grew up together, actually. And we do rock in same school in Beijing Central Music Conservatory. And then, you know, after we passed 40 plus years, we just more and more interested in our old culture. So this concerto, first time commissioned from Yo-Yo Ma and me from China Symphony Orchestra.
Alistair, the composer, is also known for his film scores. He did the music for Farewell My Concubine and a couple of other films. Does that sensibility come through in this orchestral piece?
I think so. I think it does. You've got these amazing crossover or mixture or world music with the sounds that are so unique to the sheng, and you combine that with the classical orchestra. There are moments of wonderful cinematic power when the whole orchestra takes their theme and sends it to incredible places. What Zhao Lin is so amazing at, he has this incredible meditative quality. we think of, you know, music in the classical world is full of contrasts, you know, the fast, slow, fast, or the slow, fast, slow. Composers writing a slow movement after a fast movement, that's contrast, or something in a major key followed by a minor key, or something loud followed by something soft. That's essentially what this is made up of, but there's more slow, softer music in this piece than we would normally imagine. And I love that balance of the softer and the slower. For me, that sends me to a different mental state as a listener. As Wutong was saying, there's a lot of meditative opportunities. You know, we can choose how we listen to it. We might think, well, that's beautiful, soft music. But what the composer really was after is this connection with our soul. It's an incredible experience. I feel cleansed when I come out of it.
Wutong, would you give us a sample of what the audience might hear?
Like last movement, which Alistair said, this is a really super slow part, but actually for me, it's super challenge. Let me challenge with you guys. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Wow.
It is, in some sense, a program piece. Tell us the story of the work, would you?
Well, his inspiration essentially comes from the Buddhist records in the Western world as we know it. And he used the anthology of texts by a Buddhist monk called Xuanzang,
yeah.
Which was back in about 629, a long time ago.
Yeah, less than 2000.
Less than 2000.
Tang Dynasty.
Essentially, he describes a journey to the West and the scenery that we see in the music. Again, as you mentioned, very cinematic. The solo cello represents the vast desert, and he uses the timbre of the cello, which to him has the ability to uncover truths about the human mind and spirit. And the sheng represents the clouds and the sunrise and the rays and the endless sky. And the sheng's timbre has the ability to illustrate the human divinity and the ideal. So we're taken on a journey. It's full of nature, full of vistas, both real and from deep within.
Any final remarks on the concert, Alistair?
Charlie, this is an incredibly special evening for me because it's my last concerts with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, and last concert we played Mahler's Fourth Symphony, and I told the musicians that this feels like a farewell. Mahler has that quality to it, but Mahler ends softly, and you can't end a season. No one ends a season with Mahler, so I'm thrilled to be ending the season with this concert, not only to be working with two dear friends, Mike Block and Wutong, and continue our Silk Road journey together, but to end with Pictures at an Exhibition. This is a party piece, and this is what we will share with the audience. It's going to be a great opportunity for us all to look back and see how far the orchestra has come in 4 years and what we've achieved together. And I'm so thrilled, so proud of what we all have achieved together. And I couldn't imagine going out on a better concert with a better program, with better soloists, and with our wonderful audiences. So thank you for a wonderful 4 years.
Wutong, thank you so much for playing.
Yeah, thank you.
Alistair Willis is the music director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.